This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. This will be a day many will remember, particularly in the Mon Valley. This could be one of the biggest economic days in the history of the region. And joining us is the mayor of West Mifflin, Chris Kelly. Mayor, good morning. How are you? I'm guessing pretty good.
Well, as our dear friend used to say, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
You've been at this a long time. You've been mayor for more than a decade and a half, lifelong resident. And so you know this story. And you, along with mayors around the region, have been fighting to try to find a way to make a deal happen to keep your economy going. So kind of walk us through where you think we are with this.
Well, I could tell you that we don't know much. Nobody does. It's being held so close to the vest. But what we know is everybody seems happy. Nippon, U.S. Steel, everybody's optimistic. We just think it's a great day that the president is coming to West Mifflin today. Hopefully the announcement and the completion of this deal will be very soon. Not necessarily signing documents today, but at least a time frame of when this, and Nippon has agreed to almost immediately start pouring money into investments.
Chris, I'm curious to know who's going to be speaking today. I think it's the U.S. Steel CEO and then the vice chairman of Nippon Steel. Will there be other politicians and leaders up there with the president today?
I don't believe so. I believe it's scheduled to be very short, in and out. And no, there's not a lot of, there's like 1 hour scheduled before the event for some brief remarks. And then the president's in and then he's out.
We're with West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly. This has been going on for the last few years, but the challenges of U.S. Steel go far beyond that. This could mark a turning point. And then with the infrastructure influx of funding, it could create thousands of construction jobs along with, you know, building up this new plant. Do you have any sense of this process that you mentioned money will start coming in soon, you anticipate? How much do you think they'll spend here?
Billions. I mean, there's money being thrown around. Like me and you talk $5 bills, they're talking billions, you know, in investments. I mean, it's hard to fathom when you're sitting with these gentlemen and you know, okay, we need another billion. Okay. Like, damn, you know. It's hard to believe. And I like to put it into perspective of, you know, we're spending over $1 billion to build that airport, and it's been 5 years and it's created thousands of trades jobs. So now you're going to put a couple billion in here. So it's going to create about 7,500 or more good paying, you know, the carpenters union, electricians, the boilermakers, the masons, they're all going to have long time work and they have to stay somewhere. So our hotels are going to be busy. Our restaurants are going to be busy. You know, they're going to need cars, food, gas, clothing. This is how the trickle-down effect works. But for every steelworker's job, there's about 7 cursory jobs. And that's fantastic for our region, the entire Mon Valley. And it's, you know, when they build it, they're going to build it to produce faster, cleaner, and stronger, which is going to lower or at least maintain a status quo of prices instead of automatic jumps. And with the planned tariff project through the president's passage of those bills, it's going to be cheaper here. And, you know, we're going, Japan builds Hondas, Nissans, you know, and hopefully we'll be able to produce the steel for those vehicles.
You know, Mayor, looking back when U.S. Steel canceled their plans to invest another $1.5 billion in upgrades in the Mon Valley, and now you look at what the deal is today that's on the table, looks like you came out way ahead.
Well, we came out way ahead, and that was back then. It was the lack of cooperation with Allegheny County Health Department. You know, they kept fining them millions of dollars when they were trying to make upgrades. And so now Nippon has a plan to be a greener company by 2035, you know, carbon neutral. That's fantastic for for environmental concerns. I mean, there's nothing negative about this deal.
Mayor, I know that you and the other mayors have been really cohesive in fighting to try to find a way to get a deal done. That said, the rank and file seems to be on board. Why is the union pushing back still?
When I met with Mr. McCall, when the deal seemed to be dead and not going anywhere, I sent him a letter. I said, can we sit down and talk? And he was very gracious, Mr. McCall was. And we went over some of the sticking points, and I said, please let me take this back to Mr. Morey. And he said, Morey will never come here. Well, we took a 20-minute recess, and Mr. Morey said, well, I called him. I didn't realize it was 4:30 in the morning in Tokyo. at first, it didn't go over well. Like, you know, Kelly's on. You know time. I said, yeah, it's you know, bright and early here. Anyway, he said, I'll be on the next plane. And Mr. McCall, obviously, you know, there's no question when you sit on and talk to one-on-one, he has another agenda, and it wasn't with U.S. Steel. It was with Cleveland Cliffs. And we all know how Cleveland Cliffs has turned out, you know. And we all saw Alonzo Conclaves on the TV grabbing the flag and mentioning Pearl Harbor and everything like that. And God forbid he would have been. Who would have wanted that guy to be our CEO of U.S. Steel? So the hidden agenda was there. I'm surprised that the international is not representing the best interest of their locals. It's disappointing to me, but it is what it is, and the locals are very happy.
You're talking about the men and women, rank and file, the people that actually do the work.
Yes. And their jobs are going to be saved.
And there'll be more to come, apparently.
Yes. And they'll belong to the same union as the international.
So,
and I don't know if anybody knows this, but Nippon's plants in West Virginia and other plants that they have, they've been in the United States for two decades. They belong to the United Steelworkers Union.
You know, a lot of people really don't know that, Mayor. They don't.
Yes. Yeah. And they're very happy. The following week, West Virginia, the president of the union said, these people are great to work with. We work everything out. We don't need the grievances and arbitration. We work it out.
Well, it's a big day. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm on top of the world. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it's a great day. It's a great relief. I actually shed a few tears when the announcement came, and I felt such relief for the families and the, you know, the steelworkers and their families, realizing that I lived through this in the Homestead Works. I was the chief of police in Homestead when one of their largest plants in the world closed. And I saw the devastation that comes with it. And I'm so happy. Like, you know, Clairton, 70% of their tax base comes from the steel mill. ET, the same thing. We would have survived out here in West Mifflin, but the school district would have lost a ton of money. The borough, that all would have had to been make up on the backs of the residents. So it's just a great day all around.
Mayor Chris Kelly of West Mifflin, the happiest man in town, and I feel very excited for the people you represent and in our community. Just, you know, just a good day because of what it represents, to your point, to the families and the region. So, Mayor, enjoy this. You guys have worked hard for it.
And I thank you for your continued support on this deal. You're keeping it in the news and keeping people generated because as the people learned more about it, they got on board. And that's thanks to people like you and your station.
Mayor, you're the man. Enjoy.
Thank you. You have a nice day.
You too.
What an awesome interview. Man, wow. I enjoyed that.
Wow. So real, so heartfelt.
And so candid.
I mean, he gave us the whole story right there.
Yep.
And thank you, Mayor Kelly, and all the mayors and the people that work so hard to see some positive result of this effort. And also Stephen Chbosky, who's from Upper St. Clair. So you got Joe from Mount Lebanon. And we may have a surprise call in. This is this wildly successful movie on Netflix.
So, and this will be a surprise relating to the movie?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Potentially.
Well, I just wanted to nail that down.
Yeah. So these guys, I actually am surprised they agree to do it because, you know, radio, they're in Los Angeles. They got to get up early, but they were excited and said, yeah, we're in. So just thought it would be fun. And Joe Manganiello has, you know, been in a lot of great movies, and the Stephen Chbosky has written and directed a lot of great films too. So that Pittsburgh connection.
The last time I saw Joe on anything was at a Pirates game last year.
Oh, yeah.
He was at the Pirates game.
He had a dog with him.
Yeah. And his girlfriend, I think, on his left.
Right.
And they were doing an interview with him, and they wouldn't go back to the game.
He's
the game's going on, and right. They just didn't switch.
He's definitely a Yinzer. Loves the Steelers, Pirates, Penguins. You know, he's always representing out in Los Angeles. So it'll be fun to catch up with
him. So I need to check this movie out over the weekend. I say that I've seen him recently, and it wasn't that baseball interview.
So he plays this guy named Bruno, who's the buddy of best friends with Vince Vaughn, who's the guy that owns this restaurant, who there's a real-life person that does this. What else is going on this weekend? Begins Pride Weekend. There are many, many shows going on in and around town. The biggest we told you about with George Strait and Chris Stapleton. You got, I'm looking, George Strait hasn't been here for 15 years.
Wow.
So it's been a while. Been a minute. Dean Martin Festival is this weekend in Steubenville.
Now that's slick.
I love this. His daughter, by the way, she still posts stuff. But Dean Martin was from Steubenville, in case you didn't know. How lucky can one guy be?
I mean, when I was growing up, I never missed Dean Martin. I loved watching Dean Martin. I don't know why, but now I do.
By the way, the hometown festival, Dean Martin in Steubenville, is next weekend. They got all this entertainment, car cruise, trolley rides, Dino Dash 5K, karaoke, charity scram. They're doing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Put it up for Dino.
I haven't been to Steubenville in a long time. I need to ease over there.
Yeah, a lot of people used to go there back in the day. What are you doing this weekend? Are you going to watch the movie?
Well, I'm going to watch the movie. I'm going to catch up on Pirates games. I've got some work to do around the joint. I think I'll just jump in the car and go somewhere fun. Got to take the car, detail the car as well. All kinds of stuff to do.
This could be one of those weekends where if you know, you've been waiting to get some stuff done. Because in the next couple of weeks, it's going to get even busier. Aaron's busy in there. Who are you talking?
It's
some superstar
on
that phone?
A good weekend to work in the yard. I mean, pretty much from Saturday afternoon late, you know, all the way through Sunday, right?
Yeah, we should do a segment. We talked about this with Kevin Battle when he was with us about what did we learn? He wanted to do it every day, right? I said, that may be a stretch, but every Friday, maybe we could do a segment. What did we learn this week? What are the big takeaways from what you learned from the guests and information on this show? One of them is this asexual tick.
Yes.
Paul, more beef. He's got more beef.
Circling back to the asexual tick.
Wow.
Wow. He can't help himself, Aaron. He can't help himself.
TikTok.
He couldn't. That's your thing. TikTok
listen, I've developed this real aversion. You know, I love the outdoors. I love it. Now, anytime I walk in the grass, I'm checking my feet.
Some may call that trauma.
Well, I mean, you did have an encounter with a tick that was highly personal. I get that.
We understand.
It was right above my knee, and I thought it was a little piece of lint. And
you were headed to bed, and it
Yeah, I went to flick it, and its legs moved.
The next time that I see a story surface in the newsroom having to do with something about ticks, I'm going to say, don't tell Larry.
The next thing you know, I'm in surgery. But I did use...
surgery.
I'm used Harmony.
Oh, my gosh.
Organic spray. I sprayed my leg with Harmony.
What I would have done to be a fly on that wall.
Well, you're talking about the spray you got from Andy Amrine?
Yes. I just happened to have the bottle sitting there, and I go, what do I do? What do I do? What did Dr. Mike say? I got to put that... And then I'm like, I went straight for the full tase. Then the head popped off and I had to have surgery.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I learned this week.
Some minor procedure. It's now he's calling it surgery.
Right. What's going on here?
There's ticks that need no mates. They're just pumping out the eggs. What are we doing?
They're asexual, I'm telling you.
A little bit of sunshine. Right now, waiting for the rain. Meanwhile, big day in Pittsburgh as President Donald Trump will visit the Irvin Works in West Mifflin later this afternoon to talk about this partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon. And he will be there. Our own David Balerado joins us on our mix that you can see with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. David, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It kind of looked like Fred Allen with these pockets under my eyes here.
Yes, fortunately for you, only few will see, but many will hear. So a big day for you as a reporter. You've covered these kind of presidential visits before. You have to go through a bit of bureaucracy in and of yourself to be able to be on site. Explain how that works for you. We'll start there.
Well, I mean, you have to submit for permission to be on site. We needed to do that earlier in the week by Wednesday, and then receive the final permission yesterday with the guidance of when we need to be there. And we need to set up several hours early in order to be there. And the absolute cutoff time is about an hour before the president speaks at the facility. He's scheduled to be there just before 5 o'clock, and it looks like he'll be there for about 90 minutes today overall.
Right. I know he's having a sit down in the Oval Office before he comes to Pittsburgh with Elon Musk to talk about Musk's last day and what happens to the Doge part of what they created to oversee the budget and that. So in terms of people wanting to come, there's been some confusion. What do you know about the possibility of anyone who wants to attend?
I doubt that that's I don't think that's even possible at this point, but don't take my word for that officially. But I just know that for us to be there, unless for the general public, I don't think they can just show up at this. I think everyone needs to be vetted before they can be allowed to be on site. So I, if you've heard something that says that they could do that, that's something that I don't know about. So we'll just leave it at that.
Well, Paul and I really tried to research it, and if you had a registration site, nobody can seem to find it. Now, there are some of the workers, I'm sure, that have been invited to be there and stay, and potentially some of their family members. But at this point, we don't know if there is a process for a general public to be able to come and attend. That said, this is a really important...
So, because keep in mind, this is a steel mill, so it's not exactly going to a fairgrounds or something like this. It's a dangerous work site, so I doubt that they want a lot of the general public floating around their Irvin Works.
And this is an opportunity that has been a long time coming for the folks of the Mon Valley. We talked last half hour to West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly. I don't know if you heard it. He was pretty emotional about what this day means to the community.
Yeah, and keep in mind how much support there was for this going back even since late 2023 when this was first announced, how many people in that area who were affected most by the struggles of the steel industry were looking forward for this day to come, because there was so much uncertainty about what would happen with U.S. Steel if this didn't go through. And from what we understand, it requires, it will involve substantial investment in the region by this quote unquote partnership. And so a lot of people have really been pushing for this, even though the union leaders at the time were opposed to it. Many of the rank and file members who were not shy about being vocal in their support for this, no doubt are going to be celebrating today.
All right. And we'll listen for your live reports coming up later this afternoon from the Irvin Works in West Mifflin, where President Donald Trump will discuss the partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel. David Ballarato, thank you, David.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. And Elon Musk and the president will sit down in the Oval Office, as we mentioned. And this is his last day of Doge. CBS's Jared Hill.
Here's what we know. While Doge may have cut $150 billion in spending, the nonpartisan Partnership for Public Service estimates that Doge cost taxpayers $135 billion with the firings, rehirings, and lost productivity. Now, that does not include the expenses of lawsuits challenging Doge's actions. Still, taking that $150 billion savings figure at face value, Elon Musk now says the spending President Trump's big budget bill could undo even that.
Charged with slashing through the federal workforce, ahead of his final day at Doge, Elon Musk not completely cut out of government. President Donald Trump on social media posted, "Musk will always be with us, helping all the way."
The entire cabinet understands the need to cut government waste. Surely the mission of Doge will continue.
White House officials have confirmed at least two other Doge staffers are also leaving their posts. On his way out, Musk sat for an exclusive with CBS Sunday Morning. In the conversation airing this weekend, Musk acknowledged he and the current administration haven't always seen eye to eye.
I don't want to, you know, speak up against the administration, but I don't want to. I also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
He didn't elaborate, but one issue Musk has reportedly broken with the White House over, President Trump's tariffs, which are now back on. Wednesday, the U.S. International Trade Court ruled that the president didn't have the authority to use an emergency powers law to impose his sweeping tariffs against nearly every country on the planet. 24 hours later, a federal appeals court temporarily halted that tariff pause, though not commenting on the merits of the case.
We're even more confident that we're going to win at the end.
The White House says so far the dueling rulings haven't affected trade talks.
You will see a cascade of new deals coming out in the near future.
President Trump on social media last night called on the Supreme Court to step in.
And staying on the economy today, President Trump is scheduled to travel to Pennsylvania to celebrate a partnership between U.S. Steel and Japan-based Nippon Steel.
CBS's Jared Hill. And yes, the president coming to Pittsburgh, West Mifflin, at the county airport with the Air Force One 747. And we've got coverage throughout the day. And whatever happens here.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, the president is coming to West Mifflin for an afternoon rally about the planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Japan-based Nippon Steel.
Under the terms of the deal, Japan is investing in the iconic U.S. company after pushback over previous plans for an outright purchase.
Well, however it happens, the fact that it is apparently going to happen had West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly near tears. And he's, let me tell you something, he's a tough customer.
A former police chief, what we heard from him is one of the most optimistic messages I've heard from a civic leader ever in my career.
Agreed.
Yep. Giant Eagle picking up the prescriptions of Rite Aid customers from 78 locations.
What we've been able to do is to ensure really a seamless transition of those pharmacy scripts for those customers to their nearest Giant Eagle pharmacy location.
That's Dan Donovan, Senior Director of Public Relations. They're excited the fact that they were able to do this and make it seamless for those customers so you don't have to go through the bureaucracy and red tape of rescheduling or becoming a member.
And we will keep tracking this story because this isn't all the locations that are closing. There's going to be some that aren't covered by this. We'll try to keep track of it as best we can.
On the North Shore tomorrow night, it's George Strait and Chris Stapleton at the big stadium at Acrisure, and looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate.
I'll get they probably going to pack the house, I would say.
How about these two? George Strait, considered the king of country, 60 number one hits in his career. And then you have Chris Stapleton, who has also been a prolific songwriter, including Tennessee Whiskey. and a 10-time Grammy winner.
Both superstars.
Yeah, so you got the best of the best. That's tomorrow night at Acrisure.
Stock markets shifted back into the green Thursday as federal courts consider the constitutionality of President Trump's tariffs. The Dow gained 117 points. The Nasdaq soared 74. S&P saw a 23-point spike. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning about potential lead exposure from three different faucets sold on Amazon. The separate recalls involved more than 100,000 kitchen faucets. They were all made in China and sold by Whisper 08, Kisimpro, and Chenfeng Store since January 2024. Victoria's Secret is scrambling to address an unspecified security incident that has led the lingerie retailer to shut down its U.S. website, as well as some in-store services. The company is still working to fulfill orders made prior to this week and has extended return windows. And the skies just got friendlier for United and JetBlue flyers. The two airlines have agreed to a reward share program that will allow members to earn miles on either. This fall, you can also cross-book flights on their websites. And United and JetBlue will exchange some landing spots for planes at their respective hubs at Newark and New York's JFK starting in 2027. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Friday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.